A Democrat has been elected to New York's 115th State Assembly District seat, which was held for more than 30 years by Republicans. The race to replace retiring Assemblywoman Republican Janet Dupree saw Republican Kevin Mulverhill, the current Franklin County Sheriff, challenge Democrat D. Billy Jones, the Franklin County Legislature Chair. Jones is pleased to have won the race by 2,179 votes over Mulverhill.
In my past, I've done things in a bipartisan manner and reached across the aisle to get things done for my constituents, and I will continue to do that as the assembly representative in the 115th district. I think it's important that we work, no matter be Democrat, Republican, unaffiliated, whatever party you are. I will work and represent the people of the 115th district to try to get things done for the residents of the North Country and of the 115th District.
Mulverhill did not return calls in time for broadcast. Outgoing Assemblywoman Janet Dupree asked him to run for her seat and actively campaigned for him. She is disappointed.
It would be disingenuous for me to say I'm not disappointed. I certainly wanted Kevin to win. That having been said, I have worked with Billy Jones. I spoke with Billy, called and congratulated him, but they sure spent a lot of money to get him there. And we knew that going in, but underestimated how much money would go into it. And I'm not trying to be negative when I say that. I think we look at that at the national level. Certainly Congresswoman Stefanik, who deserved to get reelected, had a lot more money than her opponent. It baffles me when there's $800,000-$900,000 spent for a position that pays $80,000 a year.
The district includes all of Clinton and Franklin counties and four towns in St. Lawrence County. More Democrats are registered in Clinton and Franklin counties than Republicans. With about 4,000 absentee ballots awaiting a count, Clinton County Democratic Chair Sarah Rowden doesn't think there will be a change in the overall result and feels a Democrat in the seat will be an advantage.
Attention that there has been on the North Country and Governor Cuomo's initiatives and efforts to highlight the value of the North Country and in this area, that having an assembly person who is in the majority but from up here, it will help to draw attention to the needs of upstate. And the spread is significant enough of what Billy Jones won by that I don't think that it's going to change.
Dupree has held the assembly seat for the past decade. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.